Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com.
We bring him in on the 4 o'clock hour. Always good to hear from him every week. Right on time on Thursday. Here he is again. He looks so good in his blue suit. Works those NFL sidelines for ESPN TV. A man of mystery, but I think a good-hearted man. It is Ed Werder. Of ESPN TV. Hi, Ed.
Randy, I have tears streaming down my face.
Thank you, man. That's just the way I feel about you.
I've never touched. It's some serious man love there.
Hey,
never,
Ed.
Never said it before. Mosey said hello to you. Ian said hello to you.
Ed, how are? I assume everybody is doing well.
They are, and Ed, you've got a serious credibility problem, and I think you can cure that.
I'm on
right
your
now.
Show, or because I'm associated.
That's
with
the first one.
Associated with, or what?
You can cure it right now. Your apology, please, to Miles Austin, because last week you were all in fits. Miles can't play the X, the Y, the Z, the A, B, the A, the B, the C, all that stuff. And then Miles goes out and just sticks it up your yin-yang. Ed Werder, apologize right now to Miles Austin.
Well, first of all, I'd like you to apologize to me for misrepresenting my point of view. But I've often felt like that before the show, and you've never done it before, so I'll stop expecting
it. Yeah, move on, as we say. Yes.
The point of my piece, first of all, that was the opinion of an NFL coach who has worked with receivers and is very familiar with the Cowboys' current personnel. So first of all, I'm offering that piece of opinion from an actual certified expert, first of all, okay? Secondly, the broader point that I was making.
We don't use experts on this show, but go ahead.
I think my broader point was totally justified by the outcome of the game and the performance of the players in the game, which was that it's Roy Williams who doesn't deserve to be on the field. That Miles Austin should be playing Roy Williams' spot and Patrick Creighton should be playing Patrick Creighton's spot at Z. Because those are the guys who have performed, and those are the guys who performed Sunday in the Cowboys' most impressive offensive performance of the year.
So you really believe that Mike Tomlin or Bill Belichick, that if they gave up, and let's say they got hoodwinked into a horrible trade, and they gave up a first, a third, and a sixth round, that they would go ahead and just sit down Roy Williams if they thought that was best for the team?
Absolutely. I think that Bill Belichick proved that 2 weeks ago when he sat down Adalius Thomas despite making him the highest paid free agent in team history and paying him $35 million and starting Junior Seau right off the streets in front of him.
Take that, Mosley.
But, I mean, the Adalius Thomas thing happened 4 years ago, and I think we've all seen that that really didn't work out so great for them.
Well, so should we wait 3 more years for Roy Williams to continue to be a mediocre player before the Cowboys try an alternative method of...
Well, Bill Belichick waited 4 years for to do it to Adalius Thomas.
Well, here's the thing, okay? The trade is what it is. The Cowboys gave up what they gave up, and Roy Williams is playing the same way now that he played when he first got here. And my argument is the only way to make the trade better is to make the player you acquired more effective. And it appears to me the only way to do that is to send a message that the way he's playing now gets him a spot on the bench.
All right, now, but Werder,
that will never happen.
But Werder, a popular theory of mine,
won't happen doesn't mean it shouldn't happen.
I agree with that, but this is the same Cowboy squad, right? We've all been talking about for how long that those things don't happen, that feelings come first before wins.
Okay, well, that's one of the reasons I think they're in the predicament that they were in going into last week's game. I think it's one of the reasons that Wade is not an effective coach, and I think all the Cowboys are doing is enabling Roy Williams to be hopelessly average if maybe there is some greatness concealed somewhere therein.
Gospel from Werder.
A very angry Ed Werder, a man who does certainly, he doesn't talk to Boomer or Morton, the guys in Bristol, like he's talking to us. I'll say that. Now, Werder.
I don't think my credibility has ever been so outright challenged by Boomer.
Now, all right, here was my theory yesterday. Roundly applauded.
I'm not interested in any more of your theories after the last one.
Roundly applauded by Clarence E. Hill Jr., so I think it makes it extremely legitimate that we're going to see Roy Uno be a better receiver. And that may start immediately for the simple reason that Miles Austin and what's going on now is going to automatically make him better because the pressure is off, number one, and the defense is going to be looking elsewhere in the direction of him and Witten, which they've been looking at with Witten anyway. Watch Roy Uno become better with the glare off of him, right or wrong.
Well, he can't play much worse than he's been playing, could he? So I guess it's reasonable to hope that, if this guy needed Miles Austin to save his career, then why are you giving up a 1 and a 3 and paying him $90 million?
Ed, let us understand, it was a bad trade. The trade was bad. Now, can Roy Williams salvage something for Mr. Jones?
Here's what I'm going to say. And I don't really mean to criticize Roy Williams. I don't have a personal problem with Roy Williams. I think I'm fairly evaluating his performance. And listen to this. You can provide the guy all the opportunities you want by drawing coverage to Jason Witten and Miles Austin, but if he's going to catch the ball the way he did the other day, it's not going to matter.
By the way, did you?
He's got to catch the ball. It doesn't matter how open he gets. He has to catch the ball at some
point.
Did
you see this? And I know drops are not an official NFL stat, but there's several stat geeks or some around the league that check the games and they keep up with drops. And the one on statwashingtonpost.com, which Ian looked up today, has Roy Williams only with one drop all season.
That's wrong.
I believe he's only caught 40% of the balls that have been thrown his direction. We saw him drop two the other day.
Well, I started to say that when you certainly would consider one drop, and I would say two in just the Atlanta game. But that one website had one.
What is that? What Washington
stat? Washington Post.
It's Washington Post has got. Yeah, they chart drop passes, and TL's leading the league, and then they had Uno with one.
That's inaccurate.
I'm right there with you.
Well, it would have to be. I just thought I'd bring that up, Ed, kind of support your argument a little bit.
I appreciate you helping me with my arguments.
All right, now let's...
which you've instigated.
I know. First of all, I push Werder all the way off the edge, and I try to bring him back. Now, the Tony Romo factor. And this has been brought up, and Radio Boy is huge on this. We are seeing for the first time, maybe since 07, maybe even since 06, that half season, Ed, we are seeing happy Tony Romo again, even at his hat on front ways on Sunday. I think that's a big deal.
That was like a Bagger Vance cap.
No, he had his ball cap on the sideline, too, on the right way. Now, I know it's way too early to even project this, but do you notice a trend in that Tony Romo direction, Mr. Werder?
For the past two games, I guess he's played pretty well. They've won the games. His performance has determined a positive outcome. He seems to be in the process of becoming more comfortable with what the coaches are imploring him to do in terms of taking care of the ball and not constantly risking the game with creating opportunities to be the player that instinctively he is that makes him unique. And I think that's what he was saying after the game, is that, you know, finding that balance is the key to making him the best quarterback that he can possibly be. And I think the other day he did that in large measure. But also, I mean, it's a very fine line. If he gets tackled right before halftime like he should have been, then everybody's screaming about how he threw away a scoring opportunity instead of just throwing the ball in the ground. So a lot of what you're saying is related to the outcome, the result, when the performance in achieving that result could have still been called into question, and the judgment if a different, you know, if time had expired or he'd been sacked on that play right before.
But hey, if you don't, Ed, then that doesn't happen, and it didn't happen. So
my thing is if you're willing to live with him getting sacked in that situation instead of escaping and throwing a touchdown pass, and you're okay with him squandering a scoring opportunity in a game like that at that situation, then okay, then you're encouraged.
Hold on, Ed. The fine line. Either you do it and it turns out right for you, or you do it and it's wrong. That's the only thing we've got to judge. I mean, there's no other way.
Also, it's the right thing to do when it works out. It's the wrong thing to do when it doesn't.
Hey.
I guess that's fair.
The big time hitter either hits the fastball or he swings and misses. That's what it comes down to.
You think Randy wants to be fair to people?
But by the way, Werder, this is Werder, I will never be fair to you. Remember that. Now, but Werder, I mean, I'm talking more about, I guess, and well, you win a game, maybe you're supposed to be that.
Call me by my first name after 2 decades on the show.
All right, Ed, Angry Ed. I think it's more of an attitude. Now, when you win, your attitude's supposed to be better. So, okay. We'll wait and see. I'm sorry I brought it up, damn it.
No, I mean, you got to like what you saw from Romo the other day, and you have to like the way he played at the end of the Kansas City game. But, yeah, I think that's the quarterback he needs to be. But he didn't have a turnover either, and it could have been a disaster at the end of the half. And But I don't think that he's got a whole lot of weapons all the time out there either.
Well, he's got Miles Austin. And that's something right now. Ed, I don't know if you, I know you were standing over by Randy the other night. Romo later came back in there and he's now crediting the Eastern Illinois tribute story in the Dallas Morning News for turning him around these last 2 weeks. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, it's a good thing Randy wasn't invited on that trip instead of.
And by the way,
he was invited.
Because of you, Mosley, Acha has jumped me Sunday. And I don't want to hear that anymore because I'm not going to take the blame and take abuse, verbal abuse from Acha because of your crap, okay? Ed, I'm sorry you had to listen to that, but your expertise amazes me every week. Thanks, Ed.
All right, thanks, boys. See you later.
There he
Bye,
is.
Ed.
The great and the angry Ed Werder.
Yes, like angry Ed.
ESPN TV. Stay tuned. Oh, the whiny orange and the frog faces of Fort Worth. We've got more. And the whinies are going to be still whining over this. Gotta love those frogs. Right back with it.